So on the first day when she was at the hotel, we did the boat.
Yeah, so we're at this boat, yeah.
We were expecting a boat party.
We were, because that's what we said. Yeah. That's what we expected in a boat party.
Walked to the locals and everyone's friendly, even just walking.
And, Cambridge is so wonderful. But initially, they didn't have a booking for us.
But took our money.
But then, he was expecting two people, but there's supposed to be three. But luckily, Vanessa didn't come, so he just put us in the spot. I don't know if something happened, but we went on there.
Yeah.
And then as I'm there waiting for the thing, one of the little kids came. He was asking for my slippers.
Bless him.
And he was like, oh yeah, give me your slippers. And I'm like, if I give you my slippers, what am I supposed to wear? Yeah.
And in that process, some other guy was trying to talk to me. I'm just not a word do I understand. Because then, at this point,
With the Santa Maria, pier side, they have, this Broadway walk that looks like an O. You see the O where you...
Yeah,
it looks like that. And there, it's famous for, people just jumping off into the ocean. So whilst we're there, we just saw kids jumping off into the
people
ocean.
People trying to sell us things.
And there's a lot of fish there as well. It was quite nice to see. It was quite nice to go there and see what that. The sands are absolutely white. The main beach area is white. The sea is calm. But yeah, so we went on the catamaran. He took us around to the resort area. They were telling us about the area, la la la. On our way there, it's fine. But on our way back, I started feeling very nauseous.
Yeah, on our way there, she ended up going scuba diving.
No, on the way there, we didn't do anything. On the way back, I started feeling nauseous. He said, oh yeah, come and sit. Come and lie down at the front. So I lied down. On the way back, they anchored the boat. And that's when they were like, this is the time that we're going to do some scuba diving. So they had the scuba gear. Some were given life jackets and some weren't. So Tua was given a life jacket. Initially, Tua didn't want to go in. But the guy was like,
the
tour guide,
that was there, he was like, I'll go. It's probably because while she was feeling sick, I was just talking to him, so we were just talking.
So he was like, I'm gonna go in then anyway, so I'm good. So for a fun fact, another fun fact for this episode, Tiwa cannot swim.
It's not a fun fact. I think from last year, there's an episode to say get Tiwa swimming, so it's not a fun fact.
So Tiwa can't swim, and obviously we tend to go on a lot of water because I can and I enjoy it. So Tiwa, I admire her for going and trying. So Tiwa has a life jacket on. Although life jackets can unfortunately malfunction, is a very rare occurrence. The likelihood of Tiwa ever sinking or drowning is slim to none.
You can speak Tiwa, a bit faster.
She's a bit panicky in the water, if she didn't come to herself. So she got in the water, and first she was holding, obviously I'm in the water, I didn't have a life jacket on, because obviously I can swim. To be fair, also fun fact.
How did you really get the video again? That's why I'm so confused. Because you got a video of me holding the guy.
So I was in the water, I don't think I was in the water.
Okay.
I was still on the boat.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Little fact about me, I actually have a fear of the ocean.
It's what's called? It's
called tassophallophobia.
Yeah, long day. Absolutely long
where
day.
It's the field, the ocean's so big and the field unknown. So even though I go into the ocean, you probably end up seeing a lot of videos of me jumping into the ocean, doing a lot in the ocean. There is times where in my head I am very much hyperventilating and I am very much scared shitless. Mm-hmm. But I go into the water because I think if everyone else is in there, I'm going to be in there as well. Like, it's basically peer pressure. Like, I'm not going to pussy up and go in the water. If everyone is in there, I'm going to just push one of these kids to the shark first. My logic, but I'm still quite fearful.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, let me go. It's part of the experience. Pay 50 euros. I'm not going to stay on the boat. So I'm on the boat still. Tiwa has been with the guy. And Tiwa's literally holding on. Like, she has a Tiwa has a life jacket on. She is floating. She's not drowning. She's not sinking. She's floating. She started holding on to the guy.
I was panicking.
And the guy's like, babe, I can't breathe. She's literally choking the guy. Please, I can't breathe. And he was popping.
It got to a point. He got to a point. I was holding him. He was like, don't hold my head, hold my shoulders. So he got to a point. He was like,
I have big age. She can't.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Swim by herself. She has a life jacket on, and she needs to hold on. Tiwa,
he just picked my leg up. So I started carrying. And I was like, just take me back to the boat because we're going to be here for a time. Yeah, so I said, take me back to the boat. So they took me back to the boat and I was just there. I just laid out.
Yeah, then I got my gear on and I went into the water. Obviously, I stayed close to them because I was still, the water is warm. It is beautifully warm. I could be in there all day long. It is so warm. So we obviously were going there. We're doing a snorkel. We're seeing the fishes at the bottom. And then we swam a bit further down. Yeah, and a bit further down in the water, they have, I don't know if you guys know, but they have, we call it Christre. I don't know how you say it in English.
I know what you're talking about.
Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah.
So obviously they have this big statue of Jesus Christ. They have one in Brazil. They have one in Angola. They have one in Portugal, in Lisbon. And they have one underneath the water in Cabo Verde. Like, you just see Christre there. And it was like, I saw some guys going out to touch it.
Yeah. I've seen it's good enough.
And I saw it and it's absolutely beautiful. I put a picture of it and it was such an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just to be able to just go and do that, fearful or not, like, I'm happy I did it. As soon as I saw it, I looked at it for 10 seconds and I started swimming back to the boat.
Yeah, that's me, I'm done for today.
Like, that's when the panic started hitting. The guy was like, wait for me. I said, no, I'm not waiting for anyone. Let me go. So I swam back to the boat, and then that whole experience took about what, 3 hours?
Yeah,
did about that 3 hours experience.
We went back to the hotel. As we were going back to the hotel, we were walking at first, then we got a cab,
and then this cab. We the plan was we just started walking down.
Just started walking,
and then as we were walking, there was a spot with bare cabs.
So we just said.
So we booked.
No, we didn't get there. Well, we kept on walking because there was too many cabs and there was people left and right. Yeah. So we was like, no, let's just walk. Yeah. So we started walking, walked past. Then we started seeing really nice. It's like, okay, cool, it's good to walk. Started walking. Then we said, okay, we're not walking again. Let's get a cab, please.
Yeah.
So we pulled out for a cab. We just thought it was just going to be us and the driver. We get into the cab. It's us, the driver, passenger, and the monkey.
So we got into the cab. There was the cab driver and there's a passenger. We didn't see the monkey yet. So we're just chilling. He was like, do you guys want to see something?
So yeah.
I said, sure. Why did the monkey come out? No, in between his legs, jumping up.
I said, what?
A monkey said, it's like a small monkey. He said he keeps it as a pet.
Yeah, because even that, the passenger already caught off guard because we thought it's a taxi, like it's just going to be us. And then now you're going to show us a monkey. So like, okay, cool. It's like, you want to take a picture so the monkey's out here, dirty as hell, but he's jumping up and down. Everywhere. Yeah, took a picture of Melanie, took a picture of me, and yeah, it was just it's weird because you wouldn't get that experience anywhere else. So it was just so the monkey was there. We did that, got back to the hotel, and we kind of just chilled.
Yeah, chilled for the evening. Then we had to go to show the hotel as well. They have activities in the hotel. So they have like yoga, Zumba.
For that night though, we got in early because we knew we had to take dinner to Vanessa.
But I'm saying then we watched the show every night. There's only one night there's not a show, but every other night there's a show. So there's things to do in the hotel if you're not really a person that goes out much. There's a lot of things to do in the hotel.
Very much so.
So you can always enjoy the hotel.
So day two of Vanessa being in a thing, we didn't stop doing activity, but we didn't book anything else that we already initially had planned, if that made sense.
You know, I think that day we had the horse riding book for that day. So in that day, we had the horse riding book, which was...
I thought that was a different name.
No, which was the next day, which was 20 euros each. But we tried to call them to tell them that there's not three of us.
You just need two.
But no one was picking up. So we tried to walk to the place to try and find out.
That's how we walked to the... hospital, because we went there first and then
we couldn't find a place. And we said, you know what, when we go to the horse riding,
we'll just tell him that
thing. And then we went to Vanessa, dropped her some food, she's all good,
change of clothes and stuff. And then we end up going horse riding
on the beach.
It was really nice. He's really lovely as well. Really nice.
And they do like this horse riding competition.
What's it called?
Is it jockey?
No, because no, it's not. It might be. Yes, it might be.
The one with the sticks.
No, that's not it. That's about it. But yeah, so they do all that stuff. I'm saying. And then while we're all struggling, when they was telling the guy to go fast, and that it hurts. Like, I don't know if you know, it hurts. It's not. It's not a fun. Like when they're moving slow. When they start, it hurts. It wasn't a nice experience. It just hurt. So I was like, okay, cool. We did that stay at the theme. And then me and Melina decided, like, I think it was the night that there was no show. So we've decided we're going to go out.
Yeah, so that same day.
There was no show that day.
Yeah, there was nothing
going on. Because we were back in the hotel by 10.
Yeah, so we decided to go out. By 10,
we went out. Like, back after we went out, we were back. We were in bed by 11. We didn't go out that late.
No, we left that at midnight. The club closed at midnight.
Okay, I thought we were back early.
So we went. Yeah. So we said we're going to the main town. You know, we're gonna have to find somewhere to party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I just want to make sure it's full because battery in it.
How much battery do you have?
19. We're good. Yeah.
So we're like, we're gonna have to go in a party. Like, we're not gonna go to Cabinet on a party.
Yeah.
So we went into town and there's this little small spot.
Now we walked about. We didn't have anything planned. We walked about.
Yeah, we went into town.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got a cabin. We're like, we're gonna do something tonight.
Yeah.
We got a cabin. We're just walking to stay.
Just see,
like,
find something.
They have a lot of like small bars that play live music.
Really cute. Live
music. There's restaurants there. So it was all fun and games, and then we went to like, there was like a little plaza area, and then there was like one club that looked like
it was good and it was open kind of thing.
So we're like, let's go in there. So we went in there and we met our friend that we met at the Bikini Beach.
We met the Nigerian friend first, because remember,
but the one that sold us the ticket.
No, this was a different, the one that was trying to sell us, like, you know when they sell their little souvenirs at the beach?
No, that was towards the end when he bought us, the one that bought us drinks.
Yeah.
No, when we first got there, we were like, oh, Mandela, like, we saw the guy.
Oh, yeah, we saw Mandela,
and they were on roller skates.
Yeah, they were doing, they were very talented.
Yeah, they were on roller skates. So we saw him first, he was like, oh, yeah, calm, they got us a table. They took a picture of us. And this white guy got in the picture.
Yeah, we're holding the whole thing, and this white guy sitting right in the middle of us, and he just smiling, and we're all smiling. You know for a fact, we're just there. So we decided we're going to get drinks after this. We got drinks, so we got a cocktail.
First of all, the cocktail was about €5. €5, something like that. And a shot of grog was €1.
Yeah,
so that night, I spent, maybe it was even cheaper than
spent
that.
£13, because I remember...
Pounds.
She paid for cards. And she thought, oh, I'm going to be spending so much money. She said, oh, I'm going to be saying, oh, well.
We got that. We had to enjoy. We didn't even check how much we said, this. So we spent £13 with two cocktails and two
grogs. No, two shots.
Four cocktails and four shots because it was two each.
Oh, yeah. So
we got, I think it's £26 together. So it's £13 for two cocktails and two shots.
We were expecting a little bit more.
Yeah, so it's £26 for four cocktails.
And every cocktail we got grog with it. For some reason.
I was for some reason.
So we got there, it was like, okay, cool. The first one, Melina got some, whatever she got.
Because Tiwa forgot her card.
Yeah, so I got...
back at the hotel.
I got a different cocktail. Melina was like, oh, mine's really sweet. I said, so is mine. So she's like, no, try mine. I tried it. I said, this tastes like sugar. What the hell is this
called? Ocean breeze.
And that's the dangerous one, because then ones that taste like sugar are dangerous.
It was juice.
I couldn't taste alcohol
in
it.
We made a cocktail and we took a grog. First of all, I told the woman I couldn't have like two shots of grog. She said, grog?
Yeah,
she looked at us. I want grog. Why are you questioning me? Because she's like, grog is quite.
Yeah.
Grog, why are you questioning me?
Yeah. So I made friends with the guy that was working, that dread guy, the waiter that was there.
Yes. Because he was cute.
I made friends with him off the back, and then with there, we sat like literally not far from the bar. We sat by the bar just vibing and stuff. And then after our first cocktail, the other guy that was proclaiming his love to Melina from the Bikini Beach came in, started dancing. Melina got up and started hyping him up. Do you remember? I got the video.
No. This is, I was tipped at that point, so we had the...
No, but this was before the Nigerian guy came to buy a drink.
We already had two cocktails each.
And two shots. Okay.
So at this point, bro, I was...
So she got up.
I got to go to the toilet.
Yeah, she did.
I got to go to the toilet. I stumbled across a little bit. Then as I was coming back, they had like a dancer.
In the middle.
And one of the guys that was back at the Bikini Beach, he was dancing in the middle. So obviously,
she's become an Ice Man. She'll put a video there. She has to play with Sam, like, so you understand the process.
I got a little bit tipsy. So like on a normal day, like when Timothy, I've gone out, especially when like in Portugal, like I'm in the vibe is there, isn't it? So yeah. I'm already hyped. So put a little bit of alcohol in me and I'm 10 times.
Yeah.
So I've gone into the circle, not to dance, but to hype both.
Yeah, yeah.
Sullivan,
yeah.
Then
it was
me,
good vibes.
Then
yeah.
They pushed me around it.
So at first, I couldn't, like, I thought she just went to the toilet. From where I'm sitting at the back of the bar, I just heard Melena's voice. I just gobbled my throat like this from the back of the bar. Because I didn't, when she was first there, I didn't know you were there. I just heard. I said, "This is my friend."
You know that TikTok that goes, "Whose child is this?" Yeah, this is my
business. This is my child. This is her. So I got up. Yeah, I started recording her. She did all that. We came back to sit. Then I came across some Nigerian guy that I met at a hotel by the beachside. But he was really friendly. He was like, "Would you like to drink?" We said, "Yeah, two ocean breeze, two
another, another set of grog. So at this night time, we had three cocktails each and three shots. Like, it was the same order.
I feel like if it was just the cocktail.
And the woman came back, she came with a cocktail. They were like,
"Yeah, it ain't us. We ain't paying for this. He offered, so he paid."
The woman was like, "Here's the card." I said,
"Him?
He wasn't around. I said, "Queer yeah. man's company."
Yeah, so he paid, we sat with Jack. But it was lovely because he paid and he left. He didn't disturb us.
Oh, he came. He said hi to T1. He asked, "Would you like
drink?"
We said, "This is what we're drinking."
He came, he paid, and went.
He was there chilling with his boys. Then he came and he paid for it and he was like, "You guys have a good night." And he left.
That's how it's done,
bro. Nothing else. He didn't say T1. I feel like we should have a kiss.
He didn't disturb my peace. I didn't give him no mixed signals.
And he left.
And it was a good time.
And so obviously, music started happening up.
Yeah, we started dancing. I got pulled up to dance. I feel like if you guys know me, I don't.
Yeah.
It takes a lot. Like, I don't. It's not in me. I just wouldn't do it. So I got pulled up to dance. Started dancing. I was vibe. Then it closed. Then we went back home.
It closed at 12.
It was a weekday.
We were ready for bed at that time.
So we left. We didn't go to the cab. We said, "Let's see what's happening."
It's 12 o'clock.
We said, "Let's go see before we go back."
Let's go find out. Because it's still, everything was practically
closing. Well, yeah.
I really had really open bars. I really want to go.
So we're like, on our way to get a cab now. There's bare cabs at the center. Like when you go into the, on our way to get a cab, some random guys just stopped.
Some Angolan guy.
Random. Not stop some grown ass and grown man. Stops Melena and says,
and he was like, "Hello ladies, that where are you guys from?"
Yeah.
And then
he started off really nice.
Yeah, he was talking.
Then he makes a statement and just
He was talking. Then he I ended up telling him like, "Yeah, like I speak Portuguese and whatnot." He's like, "Why did you say it from the beginning?" I said, "Yeah, I don't want to say
whatever, yeah."
Then he was talking to me too. I was just paying no attention to him. He was talking to me and he was like, "Oh, like I like my dark skinned girls."
Like, and Melena said,
but I love my dad.
I said, "Do you know what?"
I said, Mr. I present you to
one. And you know what caught me off guard? It came out of nowhere.
Like, it came out of nowhere.
And when he said, "I'm not to Melina," I was like, "Wait, like, are we all
I'm
right?
A, I'm a pilot.
They were probably having a normal conversation. And I left
like,
them.
Then, no, he talks about skin color. I said, "Well,
yeah."
I said, what is that? I said, "Sir, not offense. I am not offended. Please, I have my good, beautiful."
So she points at me. A Pandora base that comes like this.
Like, she was like,
I'm telling you, all my senses are high. Melena, your bracelet, your Pandora bracelet. I put it up. She's like, "You put it together. So bring your hand there for a minute." I put it together. I said, "Cool." Then she carries on having a conversation. I don't know what they're talking about. I find me a little pole. I'm hugging the pole. I'm waiting for Melena to finish because I was ready. So I'm like, I'm that kind of person. I'm not going to be disrespectful. I'm going to let you finish. Yeah. So I'm holding the pole. I'm looking.
As that's happening, this time, okay, where the guy comes and he starts just joining in.
They're still talking. I'm still standing alone.
He interrupts the conversation, which I'm happy about. Then I start talking to him. And I tell you, when I'm tipsy, my Creole is 100% The way I started speaking fluent Creole with my man, who were there speaking. So I'm there chilling. I look to my left.
No, wait.
Why do I see Tiwa hugging this chocolate man?
No, wait. So what happens?
Wait, hold on. Let me say about it.
Go on.
So I'm talking. This is too light for brother. We're just literally vibing. Like, where are you from? I was like, yeah, Southern Cloud, la la la. We're talking to kids, like, da 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 da. We're talking. I'm sending my eye. Tiwa's no longer holding a pole. Like, the pole has turned from white to black. I'm like, I turn. And Tiwa's literally gripsing this chocolate brother.
He was actually beautiful.
So when I see this, me, I said, you know what?
Before that happened, she was
seeing no shame, hearing no shame. Listen,
I said, see nothing, sing nothing. Listen. So I'm sitting there like, cool. I'm hugging the pole. I'm scanning my whole scene just to make sure. Look at my surrounding, innit? I'm hugging the pole, but I still have to know where Melena is.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm still doing that. As I'm looking at Melena, my eyes are still going. Look at Melena, my eyes. I just came across this tall-ass man, absolute street word. I stood there and I'm just looking at him like this. He's looking at me, looking at me. He said this. I said, no, you
come, German.
He told me to come. I said, no, you come. So he came to me. He spoke. It was very well of English. And we stared. We looked at him. I said, English? He said, no. He said, great. I said, no. So we stood there like, okay, cool. I don't know how we came to it. I'm hugging him. I'm hugging him. I'm like this now. I'm hugging him. And then he's looking at me. I found a cab room. I'm wondering like this.
And I think too much. And then after, eventually, like,
I put my name. I said, "Hey, come." And then people, she understands.
I'm saying. And then I just said to him, like, Tiwa didn't even tell me. I just said, "She thinks you're good looking." Mm-hmm. I said to him, "She thinks you're good looking." He's like, "I think she's good looking." and I translated it for the man. And I left him again to start hugging.
Well, we just
they didn't speak a little bit each other's language.
Not at all. Understood each other. We understood what we met with, and that is what you call love, guys.
And she, Tiwa said to this day, if she goes to back coverage, she's
I'm going to look for
yes, his name is Patrick. The fact that they were able to each other's name.
Bro, we listen.
Patrick?
And we did that yesterday. He said, you look. My name, you done? Yeah. Okay, we get a cab. We said, yeah, cab, let's go. We got in the cab. It was calm. We had conversation. He was having conversation with us, but he didn't know we were there, but we're fully there.
Yeah.
So we have a conversation, got that. We paid him as always. Like, we're not going to be. Yeah. We still paid him. Got to
introduce himself. And note to self, the evening prices are a bit more expensive than the day prices.
So
I think it's about €4 in the evening, and it's around €2 in the morning. So it does change depending on what time.
So we got back. He was like, okay, cool. Me and Malay were walking in. I was like, okay, cool. Malay's like, let's play basketball.
Oh!
She gave me a black eye.
It's good. Imagine this happened in 2019. So I'm like, I'm only able to remember because I've got obviously the Snapchat memories.
No.
But your memory is good.
I told you already. It is like, let's play basketball. This is 12 a.m. So in our hotel, I don't know if you'll be able to find a picture. There's like a little kids basketball area. Like, Melena could put her hand up and she's touching the ceiling.
Kids not too far from the ceiling.
Literally. So
like, the basket was like here. Like, I was dunking it.
Basically. Melena's like, let's go play one on one. I said, cool, let's go.
The ball was there.
We said, let's go. So the ball was
there.
In our dresses, we're playing basketball. We're playing one-on-one, and we're proper going at it as well. Like, it wasn't like everyone going at you, but it was more fun back. We're going at it. I think it was close. We're up by one, whatever the situation is. As I'm going to basketball, Melena smacks me. My head is gone.
You hit me a
Not on purpose. You pushed me as I'm going to the basket. My head is smacked the little wall.
Tiwa needs to get in the weight room. That's what it was. She got weighted.
No. So as I'm going to basket, Melena, she's not gone out and done this. But it's like, I've gone and then all you guys, I said, yeah, we're going to the room. Because my head was banging. Oh my absolute God. I said, no.
I said,
it was right here. I said, we're going back to the room.
I said, we're going back to the room.
As we're going back to the room, I'm like, oh, Melena, we should get in the pool. So I start pulling my dress up. I'm walking in the pool, but it's like, if the pool next to us is kids' pool.
Yeah, so it wasn't even that bad.
So Melena's like, I'm not going to the pool. So I start pulling my dress up. I walk in the pool. I said, this feels so nice. We got into the room. Melena's got water by our bed, whatever. We got changed. We was not even trying. We're too tired. We're just in bed. So Melena, I don't feel alright. Melena's still trying to gather herself. Like, she's starting to fall asleep.
Yeah,
I said, Melena, I don't feel alright. She said, drink some water. I said, yeah, I'm drinking some water. I had the water, but I didn't actually think I was drinking. I had it in my hand. I was like, I'm drinking some water. And he's like, mate, I don't feel right. I'm drinking some water. Mate, I don't feel right. So, okay. I said, mate, I think I'm about to throw up. So I got to the door. So the way our room is set up, no, the way our room is set up is, as you come out of our room, we've got all our shoes just lined up by the door side. For some reason, our door was so heavy that day, I just couldn't open it. I promise you, I was doing it, I couldn't open it. I just, it was coming. And at the time, like, if you know me, I don't eat rice, I had some spaghetti bolognese. It was all in my system. So I swiped our shoes. Like, if you woke up the next day, you'd not think I threw up. Mm-hmm. I swiped our shoes and I whooped everything out. It just came out. And I was able to open the door. I went to the toilet, I threw it up. But it's like, she's in bed. Tira, you're right. She was like, I vomited. I said, and she was like, you're right. I said, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry. She said, she was never getting out of bed.
She was like, and she goes, because I had commotion. She's like, Tim, you okay? She said, yeah, I vomited all over the floor. I said, why am I? I said,
I moved the shoe out the window.
And I was like, okay, come to bed.
Yeah, so she said, come to bed.
But I was like, no, I have to.
I thought that is disgusting. I was like, listen, as much as tipsy or drunk I was sober enough to know I need to do something. Yeah. So I was there, like, and then funny enough, before all this, we spoke about, like, being drunk and never throwing up.
That was my first time ever
like drinking and throwing up. And then, like, as we did that, I was like, okay, cool. I waited in the toilet for a beer, waited for, when they said, you stood there, I said, yes, don't worry. I got up.
This whole time I was in
there. Vanessa's towel, because she hadn't been in the room, I saw she had a clean towel. I got the towel, cleaned the floor properly, put our shoes back together that you wouldn't think. Put the towel behind the toilet, especially Malena's one, because we didn't use, not Malena, Vanessa's one, because we didn't use Vanessa's toilet, especially while she was away. You would not see a speck of vomit there. I cleaned it, I even arranged the shoes, and then I went to bed.
Like, I woke up in the morning,
she
and I was like,
expecting to see, she said there's no vomit. She said there's no vomit. I said, come here. I opened the back door, she said, okay. So I cleaned it in the morning, cleaned it, like, you would not actually think I actually threw up. So I cleaned it, I put all the towel at the back. She woke up next. She said, I thought you threw up. I said, yeah, in the room and in the toilet. She said, but there's nothing here. I said, come. I showed her the towel. So I said to her, and then when the cleaners came, we just made sure they cleaned it even more for us. So we did that. That was it was a night to remember. So we did all that, and then...
we chilled the next day.
That's the day Vanessa came back. Then we went to your aunt's the next day, because Vanessa came back.
No, so that day... we went to go get Vanessa.
Yeah.
And then obviously the payment, we went out that evening. We went back to Bikini Beach that evening.
Yeah. But it was chilled. It wasn't the same as a Sunday night.
Yeah, it was quite dead. We were there for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we just went back. We went back to the hotel. Yeah, it was like
now that. We're all back at the hotel. And obviously I was communicating with my auntie and she was like, come up to our house.
Yeah, let's go visit.
Let's come and visit, and I'll show you, obviously, go to see the rest of the family. So this is my nan's sister, so my great aunt, really.
And then was like, would you like to go? I said, we ain't got nothing planned, let's go.
So we all went, and then one of my cousins, he met us, and he took us on the bus. Yeah. So the bus is €1, literally, like...
It's quite cute.
Bro, once I got on the bus, I said, why would we get
in the cab? Yeah.
Like, the bus is like, I'm sure every African country has seen that. But I feel
The reason we were getting cab to us, because that's cheap to us.
It was €2.
It's cheap to us.
So we got the cab, and I was like, look, let's go and get the cab. We got another cab, the bus. We walked to the bus stop, and it was literally €1 each to go. Mm-hmm. So we went to Spraggs with my auntie. Obviously, her house is in the Spraggs. Everyone, all my family lives there. That's out in Camperville. And then we went to her apartment. She cooked us dinner. Because she's building a apartment complex. The apartment's actually
really nice.
To be fair, I wanted to go properly.
Three floors, proper nice. She fed us.
Then we walked around. Then my granddad's sister. So he has two sisters that are still out there. We went to go see one of them. Went to her house as well. Chilled there. Just obviously talking, catching up.
Yeah.
Then we went. I don't think it wasn't that day that we went to my other auntie's house. But yeah, so we went there, they went back to my auntie's house, and then we're like, okay, after a few hours, we went back to the hotel.
Chilled.
But before then, they were like, are you going into like the festival? I think we knew, because...
No, that was the main reason you wanted to go as well.
Yeah, the 15th of September, they have this festival. Municipal festival, and...
that festival itself, story.
And they were like, for you to enter, you have to buy like a plastic cup.
Mm-hmm.
I think, why is it a plastic cup?
Huh? It was like €5.
Yeah, yeah, €5. So we bought a plastic cup. Then Sprags was sending us some corner shop. My cousin took me.
I feel like someone forgot their cup. Because we had to go.
No, we all.
So, yeah. Because yeah. It's either someone or we all did. So we, before that, that's come to the end, but carry on. Because you end up going to you by yourself.
And yeah, then yeah. Like yeah. So we went. That again, I think it's coming like now in the afternoon.
Your auntie must have went by the car.
Yeah, yeah. We got back on the bus and we went back to the hotel. Like I said, another Euro. We chilled. We did activities. That, I think that same day, I think we did a Zumba that same
yeah,
day.
Yeah, every time. We're always doing stuff like they were
we took a picture of the activity plan for Monday to Friday,
yeah, so we knew
exactly. So every time we were cheating in the hotel,
there was always things to do.
Sometimes we'd be the only ones there,
yeah,
and we'll but we were doing it, yeah. So we had
Zuma, you were the only one there, yeah,
because yeah,
I got the video, yeah. I didn't make it yoga, but so we did that. And then whilst we were at the hotel, we were getting to know like the workers, like proper. Like there was days I think this was one of the days, like the day Vanessa came back, but in the morning we just sat with Jack and we were just talking. We're there, like they're proper friendly, we're just talking. He would speak to me, and then he realized I'm here, then he started speaking in English, and then it was just kind of thin, and they were talking, and then Vanessa came back, and that's when that happened. And I think you went to see.
This is after. So then obviously we chilled, and then the festival. So we were leaving on the
17th or 16th, one of them days.
No, the festival was the 20th.
No, this festival was in the 16th.
Oh yeah, so we went the 5th to the 16th.
Yeah.
So the festival was the 5th.
The 15th. The festival was the 15th. Though.
So when did I go to my aunties?
You went to your aunties the
day before we left.
Yeah, so it's either the festival or the 14th or 15th.
It was 2 days. The festival was 2 days.
Yeah.
Hold on, sorry guys.
Bear with us.
Yeah, so the festival was the 14th.
Yeah.
Well, it was the 13th and the 14th.
We left on the 16th, yeah, so it makes sense.
So we went, well, this festival, yeah, So on the I saw he was performing, and I said we had to go on the 14th because my guy Sekou Akpedro was performing.
No, we slept and we didn't wake up in time for the other one.
Yeah, no. So the first one, it was the 13th night going to the 14th, and the 14th night going to the 15th. So we're like, we have to go. 14th, we have to go because my guy Sekou Akpedro is performing, and I went to go the next day because some other guy was performing, and they had
someone that we knew was performing. I was like, oh, we should have gone. I can't remember who, but someone that we know of his music was performing.
So we went there. We initially got there. So I messaged Sekou Akpedro and I said, what time are you performing? And I think he said at 1 a.m.
Did he actually play?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said at 1 a.m. And so then we tried to get there. When we got there, they were like, you need your cups to enter.
We all looked at each other like, Jesus.
So these cups are reusable. So every time you want to drink, they just fill up those cups. So they're trying to obviously reduce plastic wastage and stuff. So use that cup. That's your entry. And you just reuse that cup ever so often. And you want to drink, even though we're like, we're not gonna drink though.
Yeah,
we're not drinking, so it's like, no, you need your cup. So we had to go back to the hotel. So I was already concerned because we were late. And I'm like, oh man, we're gonna miss
it. On our way to the hotel, I see.
So once we go back to the hotel, get the cups. On the way back,
okay.
Tiwa says hi to someone.
She's looking at me like, we know I know.
So I look.
Vanessa's looking as well. Hi, Patrick.
And she goes, she says hi to Patrick, gives him a hug. But at this point. So we got in and we were chilling. Then Sekou Akpedro started performing, so I rushed to the front. These girls came and joined us. Such a vibe.
It was. And then we were there with our hotel.
Yeah, then after, so imagine this, he started performing at 3 o'clock in the morning. The sun started coming up by like 6
a.m. like 7, 8.
Yeah, then we met the guys back from the hotel. We're like, what's up? We're chilling.
This is where it all starts.
So then obviously taking pictures. You just see one of the pictures of the guys kisses her. And everyone kissing her. Yeah. Kisses her on her cheek. And now he's there like...
And he started proclaiming his love. Oh.
Saying, oh, Tiwa, this, Tiwa, that. And when that is happening, we've got the light skin guy from the second day going to Vanessa's like, why is she not trying to...
No, this is what happened. Before that, he came to me while you were focused on the performance. He was there with his little female friend. And then every time he looked at Milena, I was talking to Milena, he thought I had a problem with it. I said, I'm not dating her. You could do whatever there. So he came to me, he's like, why do you like me? I was like, I don't not like you. I don't know you not to like you, but I just find it disrespectful that you've got a girl there and she said you're a boyfriend or she's claimed you. And then I just find it disrespectful.
Well, he kept saying that's a friend from the jump.
But I said, cool. So when he saw that I wasn't entertaining him to try, he went to Vanessa. Vanessa don't give a heck. Vanessa's worse than me.
Yeah, he was like,
Vanessa don't give a heck.
Vanessa said, does she not like? She said, go and see.
Vanessa said, and then he looked at me and then talk, and look, he said, then I think he said to one of them, said, I don't think your friend likes me. I don't care.
No, to be fair, I was like, it's not that I don't like him. He was a cute guy, but it's like, bro, there's nothing going to come out of here. We know that you just want to have some fun tonight and it's not going to happen right then. So let's just leave it as that. I'm not trying to entertain it. And Tiwa be leading people on. I don't be leading people
on. I don't need no one. I don't do that.
But, yeah.
We've left there and we've just gone to the bar. Now we're just chilling with the people that worked out at the hotel we're at. And we're chilling with them, having a conversation. And then the guy that kissed me on the cheek, he starts telling me how much he likes me. And then one of Milena's lovers comes to tell me how much the guy likes me, and I'm just thinking, I'm going in like 2 days, like this don't faze me, like I'm not too fussed. But the guy that I was talking to, he was a lovely person, so I'm not going to put him on. But I said, you're proclaiming your love after I found my husband. I was locked off from day two.
The other guy, he always go through the other guy, like, he never came to me directly
because I was really cool, Jack.
We leave in 2 days, like, tell me that you love him from the beginning, maybe because I kissed
him. Everyone that wants to kiss me, by fire, what's the problem?
But he never did it towards the end, so he lost the chance, didn't
he? Yeah, so I was there, like, okay, cool. And then that happened. We went to get breakfast.
Yeah, we got back to the hotel at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we had breakfast. Went to the thing. We stayed in the hotel that day. I think that's the day you went to.
The day where my nan wanted some documentation. So I just contacted my auntie again. I'm like, I'm coming back down. That's when I went to stay at my granddad's sister's house a little bit more. that's when her son came, and obviously I met the rest of the family. Yeah. We took some pictures. Then he took me to her, to his oldest sister. They took me to their oldest. No, it was his cousin that I saw first. Then I went to go see his older sister. She lives in this like little room by herself. She's very independent. Old, I think she's like 80 something, but she was like by herself, but she didn't want to leave. We said she never wanted to leave. Took some pictures. Actually, very, very comforting to be around
family.
To be around the family.
Yeah.
Then I went back to the hotel.
Yeah. So she was doing that. Me and Vanessa met a friend as well.
And I got on the bus by myself and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Vanessa met one of her friend out there, so she was there. I was just. When I need to be social and I see people, I just go do me. So I was just sitting in the room. I was watching cartoons. I was having the best time of my life. Just chilling by the pool. And then I think when she came back, we all just chilled by the pool, played some cards, got some drinks and just had it on the table. We did that. And then we said, we're going to go to the second part of the festival, day two. We said, yeah, we set an alarm. Oh, Lord have mercy. We showered the night before, so we were like, okay, so we want to have a shower when we get up. We shower, everyone showered, whatever. Melanie set up an alarm. We took a nap. Melanie set an alarm. So that you guys were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. She woke up. She's like, yeah, everyone's still sleeping. They were saying anything. So I woke up. So basically, I'm like, okay, no.
No, because the time was ticking. I had woken up to get ready. Everyone is still sleeping. I'm like, all right, cool, so we're not going now. And after a while, when no one's getting up, I said, forget this. I actually really wanted to go, but everyone was just sleeping.
And then we all went. And then we all went. Because she, when she was ready, I think after an hour later, then I got up, Vanessa got up. So we're still going. They said, no. I turned my head, went back to bed. I didn't care how she felt. I was tired. I just went back to bed.
It's Richie then, Campbell. That's who was performing the second time that I wanted to go and see.
Okay.
See.
Yeah. It's wherever you live. And then it was like, okay, cool. So did that. And then we just spent the last day in the hotel, didn't learn much.
Went back into town to do some shopping.
Yeah.
Me and Tiwa had to, like, we had to hack our way because we have, there's the games.
The little,
it's
called a different thing in Nigeria, yeah.
And he was trying to charge me 30 euros and they're trying to charge her a kaftan dress.
Yeah.
I said, I don't have money. And then we end up paying
20 euros. And then as we're walking out, it's begging us,
we're
like, I'll give you two for something.
There's a lot of Senegalese guys in Cabrit. They have their own shops and stuff. And we bought some t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chinese shops. There's Chinese
people everywhere.
Chinese people speak Creole. Yeah.
Yeah, so we did the shopping, did that. Yeah, met a few people while we're there. Like, we just walked about. We did what we did on the first day and just walked about, kind of just did that, went back to the hotel, and then we watched the show. And then, because it was like our last night, we kind of just chilled with like our favorite people from the hotel, and we sat there. Yeah, now Jack is now telling me how much he loves Melanie on day to go. Oh, come and see Jack proclaim his love. Jack, but before that, I just remembered we were walking to the beach. We think we went to eat. Like on the beach side,
yeah.
And then someone stopped me. I was like, I saw you in my picture doing this.
Yeah, she photobombed the pictures. And he was like, I know you're from somewhere.
He was like, from where? Me?
How you know me? She's like, yeah. You in my foot? She showed the foot too like this before.
But you can see my legs like this.
Yeah, because I tried to put it to photobomb as well.
But yeah, so we're
Yeah, and then obviously you there. We also played football there.
Yeah, we played volleyball. Why did he almost take my leg out?
One of the guys took Tiwa out.
It was this big and it was bleeding.
Took Tiwa out, but it was fun. And yeah.
Bless him, he came to check on me after. Yeah. Melena's first lover took me out. Stop it.
He's loving.
That was Melena's first lover. It took me out, but yeah, he's there. And then on last night, Jack now sat next to me. I think he had some pictures that I wanted.
He
had
so many lovers.
He had some pictures that I wanted and he was like, then he asked for my WhatsApp number. Because I think when he had your phone, I thought he sent you the picture already. So I was like, oh, I thought you gave it to me, I'll just get off her. He was like, no, I didn't give it to her. If you give me your number, I'll send it to you on WhatsApp. So I said, cool, like, it's not a problem. So I gave it to him, he sent me all the pictures of whatever the situation was, and I put in the group chat. And then at the time, then Melena was sleeping on my shoulder here, and then he was sitting here. So he was then, like, whispering in my hair, like, how much he loves Melena. So I'm thinking Melena can hear it, but this girl fast asleep. She ain't paying no man no thing. She's like, oh, Melena's my lover. I've never met a guy. Bearing in mind this...
Guys, you see, I'm so, like, this is what I'm saying. I give off such a good energy that guys like me, guys. I'll be a great wife. So, my husband, if you're watching this, bro,
don't find me. But yeah, so he's telling me how much he loves me. And I'm just there, like, you know, you can actually tell her she thinks you're pretty cool people. Like, you telling me makes no sense. Like, makes no, like, you, I think they know I'm going to tell her. So I was like, but it's better if it comes from you. Mm-hmm. When you're telling me, it's the same way when he's telling me that Jack's love, Fox loves me. And I was just thinking, so he was like, this is exactly what he said. When you first came in, we saw one tall, light skin girl, and we saw one short girl, and that girl, and then we saw your other friend. And I said, and then we said we picked first. I choose Belinda, he chooses you. I said, are you all right? I said, what happened to Vanessa? We said, we found Vanessa. Man, I said, you are attacked. So that's what we're saying. We said, from the first date, they noticed us. She was like, I know you because you're short. Milena, because light skin out of the three of you. I said, yeah, long day. So that's how I described us. It was like, me and Fortz chose from the beginning. I chose Milena, Fortz chose you, and then Fortz really likes you. Did it? Because after the thing, Fortz started talking to me more, innit? And then, yeah, so we're just like, whatever. And then that happened. Proclaimed his love. It was like, cool. We called it a night. We left. Now we've gone, we're back home. Well, I was still dealing with...
No, in obviously, let's wrap up the trip. Like, personally to me, I really enjoyed Cameroon.
I absolutely loved it.
There's a lot of excursions. They also have, like, jet skis that you can do as well. But they were, obviously...
A little bit pricey.
It was about 70 euros for about 15 minutes.
And to be honest, we said they're a bit pricey, but we end up paying that for somewhere else, but yeah.
But it was for, like, 30 minutes. But we're like... No, we're not. Jet ski is not. That's not.
It's not that. Serious. It's not that serious. Yeah.
But yeah, they have got that. So obviously they've got the full day excursion.
I feel like we're owed a few days of proper excursions because we kind of stopped and slowed down after Vanessa got injured.
But we still did a lot of things: the quad bike, the horse riding, the catamaran.
Mm-hmm.
What else was there?
I was just the tour.
Yeah. So obviously, when it comes to Cameroon, because the islands are so small, there's only a certain amount of things to do. So we went 11 nights because obviously I was going to Cameroon. I wanted to score as long as I could. And obviously that's the time you usually do when we do these trips. But if you feel like you don't have the money for the 11 nights, you can do everything.
Seven nights, yeah.
Like a week is good enough. It's a 6-hour flight. Like we always take a day to travel, so you have 5 days there, and you can probably do a lot in 5 days.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do the week and a half. A week is more than enough for someone to go to, and I'm sure it'll be a lot cheaper for a week. But the vibe there, the people there are so nice. That
they're lovely.
Never come across anyone that was rude. They're always willing to
they'll check up on you after you leave
all the time. they were just so nice.
It was good.
They always willing to help with something.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes you go away and you have like just that mini disagreement with someone, never got that off them. They wanted you to literally enjoy your holiday to the fullest.
And then obviously what I enjoyed the most in it, I was like, is the fact that they're just welcoming of myself. Because a lot of time some people they'll come tell you like you're not truly from
here,
you're not born from the country, you know. But every time I said, oh yeah, my nan, obviously she was born in Sunny Cloud, they're like, oh yeah, I'm living in Sunny Cloud, it's a Sunny
Cloud. It was a friendly vibe.
Every time like we'd go there, I remember in the excursion, Tony was like, it's Lucia, Nina, Selin, Cloud. Like, they just go straight.
They didn't let you pay, when you went to the UK.
Telling everyone, Cape Verde girl, and I like that, because I'm like,
it's felt a month. You didn't feel like you weren't a month.
But yeah, it was nice. I like the trip. I feel like if you want to go to a nice beachy trip, resort area, and just want to enjoy
good
weather, nice beach, good vibes, Cape Verde is one, and it's very chilled. Like, it's not too fast paced. It's literally
it's a calm thing.
It's not busy. I don't know now, because it was about what, 3 years ago.
3 years ago, yeah.
So it might be a bit busier now. As more resorts are there, more people.
Well, even being busy, it all comes down to where you go.
The time we went in September.
Yeah, we said let's not go during summer because it's gonna be busy. Yeah, so we went just about the end of summer when a majority of people had gone back. So it was perfect.
Adults left. So it was good. Quite nice. It's depending on what time you go. But I do advise that if you are to book a holiday, Cameroon should definitely be one of the destinations.
Yeah.
Because it is a tropical place.
It's really nice.
And
it's very dry,
so it doesn't rain much. And it was giving us 28 degrees when we were there in September.
I would have never come across thinking going to Cameroon at any point if it wasn't for you. So it was an experience. Like I could say I've been. Even when I tell people, they'll be like, how many countries? I put, where's that?
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's definitely next year I plan to go into. There's 10 islands for me to explore, and I have to go to my nan's hometown as well. And I'm waiting for her to take me. But I'll definitely be going back, obviously. And if it's a trip that you guys are looking forward to, please, I strongly advise to go.
But yeah, it was one for the books.
And we did. We went with a budget of spending £500.
And I tell you. Sorry, just no, I just remember.
We spent 400.
Yeah, we came back with change because I remember. But you know, you pissed me off that day. It just came to my head. There was a day you pissed me off. Do you know, I know you pissed me off. We were going to eat. I don't know what was said, and then you said something. And I just looked at you. I was like, "Are you alright?" And then you said something. Vanessa looked at me. We all looked at each other. So I said, "I'm not going to eat again." I went to the room. Vanessa came back with food.
I don't remember.
Ask Vanessa. I promise you, we're going to eat. Something was said. We're all having a discussion. And then you just set up, and I was just like, I'm sorry. And then we walked away. Vanessa was like, you're not going to, I'm not going to eat anymore.
No,
she was like, Vanessa came back with food. It was more of the thing where, it was the thing where, as well, saying it, things happen, because I could have held God in the, like, because it was in the middle of the like, thing. But that's what I'm saying. Just move on from it.
You heard, guys. The only one that misses out is you.
No way I'm missing out for what? Missing out on what? But yeah, I would recommend. Not would, I highly recommend.
To this day, personally, that's the best trip I've had. I don't know if it's a biased sense, but personally, from the beginning to the people we met, to the experiences we had, to the fact that I got tipsy and I experienced the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
and I got to see. In fact, that's what I'm saying. It might be a biased thing, but
yeah.
to be fair.
But that's your home, like.
Yeah. But I was able to experience it both as a touristy and everything.
Yeah.
And I was still able to go in and experience, like, the real sides of it and everything. So for me, it always be the best, one of the best holidays top there. The food was absolutely
It's definitely
amazing.
My top. It's definitely my top three.
I can tell you, there was not one night that I didn't like the food that was there.
Me and the spaghetti man at the back became friends.
Yeah, there was a pasta bar. The pasta bar was amazing.
You were
had
friends.
All sorts of fish all the time. Vegetarian options. They gave us
kashuka. Yeah, no. It was like that's one of the places you go to.
Yeah,
and you can't say you eat this and you won't have it.
Breakfast was amazing.
Pancakes, freshly made.
I fried egg. Sometimes I boiled egg. Both fruits, plum fruits. So like when I say when me and Tiwa have gone on a trip, I can say, I don't know about you, but COVID has been a trip where the food has
we thought Tunisia met it, but it.
That's
what I'm saying, but compared to where it's been every most of my big trip I've gone with you, like in terms of going away, there haven't been a country where, especially like we've been away for 11 nights and it's met needs 11
every
nights yeah
night, but COVID met needs every there was one that we had chat there was like a pasta restaurant,
yeah, the fish little
people didn't like it, but it's just about preference, isn't it? So we went to go sit at another bar,
yeah, we went to the outside the barbecue place, and I ate the food there when I'm on my business.
So, but
yeah,
definitely to remember.
Very, very, very.
And we give glory to God that we're able to go and to buy His.
That's a very long one.
Yeah. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this segment. It was a lengthy segment, but it was a long holiday.
Yeah. It was a long. Yeah, expect a long segment for a long holiday. The short one would be half an hour for a short holiday. Exactly. But what we try and I always do anyway, make clips. For the best ones, put the little things of what you need. And if you don't want to watch it, we'll just watch clips of what you need and go from there. But on that note...